Got special guest in our studio with us for today, in particular, Brad Hicks with the Habersham Electric Membership Corporation, President and CEO. And also have joining with him, Nicole Dover with Habersham Electric. And just want to welcome both of y'all here today to share some info with the folks.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah. Well, Brad, let's talk about first. I know I've got a big event coming up, the annual meeting that here in next week or so. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's actually Thursday, July the 18th. It will be held at the Habersham Ninth Grade Academy in Mount Airy. Little information about the annual meeting. Registration and voting begins at 3 p.m. We do, as we have in the past, we plan to have a barbecue meal that will be served from 3 to 6:30 p.m. This year, we will have our entertainment will be the Triumph Quartet. And we did get some feedback from our members last year about some of the activities that we had provided in the past, such as the health fair and some children's activities. So I'm happy to report that we are bringing some of those back this year. So members will be able to get a health screening while they're there. Kids, if you bring your kids, and we always encourage that, want to get kids involved in the co-op at an early age, and I think you have to make it fun for them, so some activities for them. And then, as we did last year, at the end of the meeting, we do plan to have a member dialogue or a member comment session where members will be allowed to come up and address the board and with any concerns that they may have. So we're very excited about the annual meeting. Can't thank the staff enough for all the efforts that has gone into this, and would encourage everyone to come out and participate in the annual meeting.
I know, you're talking about all the staff and everything. I know it, I have heard some reports in the past, folks involved with it, Cole and Susan Baker and all those in the past. It really takes a lot of work and from a lot of people, too. You got to pull that off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Great team. Couldn't do it alone. And it's a good event for the community to come together and to exercise some of their rights as being a member of a co-op.
Sure. You know, I've noticed there's several people, several candidates that's, you know, kind of seeking a position on the board of directors. That's always nice to see people wanting to participate and be a part of the co-op.
Absolutely. That's right. One of the principles of a co-op is democratic control. And, you know, when we have multiple multiple candidates, it's always interesting to see how that's going to work out. This year, we do have three candidates in each district. There's an East and West district this year that candidates are running for. In the East district, we have David Wall, who's the incumbent. We have Teresa Shirley, who is running, and then also we have Hugh Rucker. And then in the West District, we have two incumbents, and that would be Dustin Hulsey and Dan Thurman. And then we also have Tim Kinsey, who is running. So in the West District, there will be two positions that are open, and then in the East District, there will be one position that will be filled. So a few more candidates this year than we normally have, but some good individuals running for the board this year.
That's really great. And HEMC members, they'll be able to vote there at the meeting and such? And
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Voting will open up at 3 o'clock and will close at 6:30 p.m. And those who do not plan to attend the meeting in person, we do have voting by absentee ballot, and that began on July the 5th. Members can also come by the Cleveland office or come by our office there in Clarksville and vote as well up to 5 p.m. Members can also request a ballot by mail, but I would just note on that they must be returned by 5 p.m. on Monday, July the 15th.
Okay. Wow. All right. Sounds great. It's going to be a good evening. I know a lot of people enjoy being there, being a part of the festivities, enjoying the entertainment, and, of course, hopefully trying to win a prize, too. Going to have some door prizes and
absolutely, such. Yeah. Absolutely. The door prizes this year, the grand prize is $500 drawing. Mm-hmm. Last year, we did give away a vehicle. That always draws a good crowd. But we have mixed up the giving away of prizes as well to try to encourage people to get into the meeting. We give some prizes away. I feel like it's very prudent for me to say this. We give some prizes away before the meeting starts.
Okay.
We do that to try to encourage people to get into the auditorium and get seated so we can start the business meeting. But the prizes, we try to give some prizes away that people really can use and enjoy.
So. Oh yeah. I I know that for a fact myself. I'm still enjoying the marathon water heater at my home that I've worn there. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's if you want to, you got any more information you want to share about the annual meeting?
No, I think that's good. I would just encourage if you're a member of Habersham EMC, I would encourage you to come and participate in the meeting. It is your right as a member, and it gives me and my staff an actual opportunity to meet some of our members that we normally don't get to interact with. So it's always good for me to meet new members and get to know a little bit about them, and for them to get a little bit more about our staff and myself.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to check out some info about the broadband service in our North Georgia area. I know I've heard some info about that. Maybe does HEMC have plans to expand the Trailways fiber optic service around? A lot of people would love to be able to hook onto that if they could.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a very exciting time for Habersham, EMC, and for Northeast Georgia. As many of you are aware, earlier this year, there was some legislation passed, Senate Bill 2, that gave EMC statutory authority to provide broadband service. So Habersham had been in this business, but this really solidified the direction that we have been going for several years. Mm-hmm. And I'm also glad to report that our board did approve a business plan prior to this legislation being passed. So all this kind of aligns very well for us. We got a direction from our board of how we can grow and expand our broadband offering to our members. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be expanding this. When I arrived just under 2 years ago, there was not a real clear plan of how we're going to expand. We have solidified that, and now we are actively going out and working with our members, people in our communities, trying to get as many people signed up as we can. And also, we're going after different types of funding, such as grants. I know this has come up from some of our members in the past of, you know, how do you plan to fund this? Is there going to be any subsidies from the electric side? All that was cleared up in the legislation. Yeah, there can be no cross subsidies. Trailway Fiber is a standalone business, and and we're operating it that way. We are encouraging people where you know that there is fiber that has been installed. We are encouraging our members to inquire if you're interested in the service, to go ahead and inquire, because our philosophy in the past about, you know, you have to pay the full installation cost, we've really rethought that, and where we can get service to you as a member affordably, we want to do that. And huge opportunity for our members. I've used this analogy several times, moved here a couple of years ago, but it was really the first time in about 20 years that I had actually moved somewhere where I did not have access to high-speed internet. Mm-hmm. It's no longer just a gift to have high-speed internet. It's really a necessity now.
Once you get used to it, especially.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure.
All right, and of course, how about, do you have plans to maybe expand, our services, maybe TV and phone services or whatever along?
We actually do. That has been something that we have heard from our members, that some want that quote triple play option, and which means you have broadband, you have telephone, and you have video. So we are actually right now evaluating some options for video. Mm-hmm. And telephony service. So if all goes as planned, we have not got board approval yet, but we have introduced the idea, and we're hoping that we could possibly have something first quarter 2020.
Mm, okay. That, I think, would be really good, and have it all, package in one deal there for
absolutely.
The folks. Yeah. And the customer, I guess your customer base continues to grow with the Trailways. I know we've been able to, lucky here at the station and at my home, been able to be on board since basically the beginning. But I know a lot of my friends and such who and other folks in the community are not been able to hook on, but you're trying to expand that just as quickly as you can, huh?
We are, and we had an expansion project last year. We added well over 2,000 new customers last year, so we're just under 4,500 customers right now. About 98% of those are residential customers. We are hoping at the end our business plan. I mentioned earlier our business plan for Trailwave. It was really a 3-year plan. Strategically, it was a 3-year plan, and we are hopeful that at the end of 3 years that we are going to more than double our customer count with Trailway Fiber.
Wow.
So we are going at this in a very aggressive way, and some of the funding that we go after for our capital investment in the electric side is leveraging some of the to be able to lay on top of where we expand to provide good, solid, reliable electric service. We want to utilize some of that infrastructure also to provide reliable broadband service to our customers as well. So it's a good way to maximize your opportunities with some of your capital investment money.
Right. And always good to use that money, the money that you have there available in all the different areas and providing the great service, you know, that you do to the customers around.
Yep.
How about, I've heard something about right-of-way, doing right-of-way clearing. That's something, that's a constant thing you have to do, though, to keep the lines, the right-of-way cleared up under the power. I just have to say, first of all, that the crews, those linemen out there, when we have trouble in storms or whatever, I think they do an excellent job. Get out there and get the power restored back as soon as possible.
Absolutely. I've joked with staff and friends many times to say, you know, it's very, very odd that the absolute worst times is when linemen get called in to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
It's either raining, snowing, ice, or some other type of inclement weather. But yeah, we have some fantastic linemen, just employees as a whole. Vegetation management, it has, fallen Tropical Storm Irma. I got here shortly after that, but that really opened the door for us to really take a look at our reliability. We had a ton of outages caused by trees. We had extended outages in the days, if not weeks, and we heard from our members, and the common theme was, I want my lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, when I got here, we looked in to see where we really compared to our peers, not only here in Georgia, but across the entire United States. And we had a little bit of work to do on our reliability side. So we have made a conscientious effort to listen to our members and to go out and basically reclaim our easements where we have overhead power lines. It hasn't all been good news because we have had to go in and remove trees that have been left in the past. But it really... my focus, and it will always be at the very top of my list, is safety for my employees, linemen in particular, and safety for the general public, clearing these easements so our linemen can go out and restore your power more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Makes their job safer. I have kids. I want to do my job to protect my kids. I think every parent wants to do that. So when you have trees and power lines and they are in too close a proximity to one another, you do create a hazard. And we want to do that. We want to be good stewards of the community. We want to work with our members. But I also want to make sure that I'm doing my job to protect the employees, the general public, and keep your lights on.
Yeah.
That is by far an important thing in today's world.
I think we all, though, should maybe we stop and realize, hey, we do live in rural areas, mountain areas, not like some folks live in big cities where you don't have a lot of trees that can
That's
fall
right.
on the line. So I think you do a good job there, and it does take a lot of effort on the parts there.
Well, thank you.
And Patrick, you have the contract crews, I believe, that do the clearing. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We do. We have a department within HEMC that historically has gone out and assisted in removing vegetation, and we call it hotshot trimming. They basically go out where there's issues, immediate issues, and they take care of that. We've kind of migrated away from that, and we actually have really in essence, repurpose these employees to work with the contractors. Using the contractors has financially has provided a benefit to the membership. We are able to do that cheaper. And these employees are out in front of the contractors going out and meeting with our members, being the face of the co-op, and engaging with our membership to keep them informed of what we're trying to do. And when there are issues where trees, where the member does not want the trees removed, we're trying to provide options for them and not be just coming in and say, we're going to do this. There's no options. We want to provide options. And we're even going out and meeting with community associations to provide the whole community an update of here's why we're here. Here's why we need to trim the trees. Here's why we need to remove certain trees. But we want your feedback. We want to know how we can work together to enable trees and power lines to coexist.
Yeah. We're working in direct contact with the folks like that. I think you make better progress. You can make better progress by doing that rather than just
absolutely
coming in and kind of overrunning the area yourself there. All right, Brad, any other thing you want to mention about the vegetation or anything from Habersham Electric?
No, I would I will say with Trailwave, obviously there are a lot of people that are very, very interested in the service, whether you don't have service today or you have an existing service that you're not satisfied with. I would just encourage people. Legislation has been passed. Senator Gooch, Governor Brian Kemp, can't thank them. Local Representative Terry Rogers, very instrumental in helping the co-ops get statutory authority to be able to provide these service. Fiber is vital to this community.
Oh yeah, we find that out here ourselves at the station. It really does play a big part in what we do here.
It does, and I would encourage people to patience is a virtue, and I understand that. But this is not something that's going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take some time for us to get this rolled out many years. And the other thing I would note is this fiber is very critical in the reliability of our electric grid, because we actually use this same fiber to communicate with some of our equipment that's in the field. And we're going to do that more and more in the future. So we're using this for electric purposes as well to improve the reliability to our members. And hopefully in the next 3 to 5 years, that's going to be very evident, the steps that we've taken.
Good. All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in, visiting with us today, along with Nicole. And anything else to wrap it up or share with her before we go?
I would just encourage everyone, if you are using the absentee balloting process, that does close at 5 p.m. on Monday, July the 15th.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Brad, thank you for being here. Anytime we can help you, and I know working with Nicole and Chris coming in new with the Habersham Electric, getting that information out, we appreciate all the great service that they provide and getting the information to us when we need it.
Well, thank you for having us here, and likewise, if there's anything we can do, love these opportunities to update the membership on what's going on at Habersham EMC.
Very good. Brad Hicks joining me this morning. Brad Hicks with Habersham Electric Membership Corporation on Local News Radio,